Blog Talk Radio.
This is DJ Johnny Blaze, and you're listening to the sexy voice of the underground, Miss Tack Talk, only on Track Talk Radio.
More important than the music. I remember when I first got addicted to it. Writing dope shit, them wasn't even songs. No counting bars, them shits was super long. No trying to make some shit just to appeal to you, or talk about the effects of what a pill could do. No weed anthems before all of that, when it was just rap, and you didn't have to feel trapped, bound to the ways that you think you need to sound, cause the limits of niggas' comprehension inches off the ground. If you ain't talking about how your trigger finger itching, or you pitching off the mound, they ain't listening. Channel 5 business, see, I just witnessed it in light, quote, the madness. Put it on a beat and kinda cloak the sadness of the tears, but still try to make the song cry. Put it out and hope that it invokes the masses.
To have the time of their life, listening to rap music. Cause I had the time of my life listening to rap music. And this music saved my life. My life, yeah. Said this music saved my life. My life, yeah.
Hey, ain't nothing more important than the music. I remember when I first got addicted to it. Had to pause for a cause, wake up and get down off my high horse before life course removed me by force. I choose not to be influenced by influence. Old car smell, that's they lane, I'ma let them do it.
I be in the kitchen with the wizard brewing up some shit.
You can scrape too like the curves on your rim do, but still it's a message even if you think it's odd. If they have to ask you did you get it, then you did not. Not a double negative, you gotta tie it all together. If you think that's clever, wait till you see me pull the lever close. The flames came out, these fire words is my bond, yes. The game rained out, how it ain't no contest. I do this shit for me, you just like it. That's how I know great minds think alike or something like it.
You had the time of your life listening to rap music. And I had the time of my life listening to rap music. This music saved my life, yeah. Said this music saved my life, yeah.
Let me talk to this for this minute, man. Sit down real quick, man. Listen to me, man. Yeah. You see the visual. Summertime. Yeah. I'ma put it in the rhyme with the chick one time. Why they begging pretty face? I was feeling the vibe. I see the passion in the eyes, giving me strong vibes. They got me with 20,000. My back shot, got a rocket, my high notes. Never thought of wiping that. Give a good pipe, and I was cool with that. See the Jimmy hat on and go inside the kitty cat. I was broken hearted, I had none to offer. I didn't wanna be star, I made myself a star. I was holding her back, digging in the cab. I found myself missing it, I found myself missing that. Damn, but I do it right there. I took it for granted and called myself back. I took it like a man. Talk to me, how am I, man? How am I, what it ain't,
what it ain't. She love me, then she hate me, then she love me again. She love me again. That she love me, then she hate me, then she love me again. She love me again. I bet she love me, then she hate me, then she love me again. She love me again. But now she got the boy all cut.
It's M-A-R.
Look,
M-A-R. Baby,
baby girl hit my phone telling me to come home. She says she missed daddy and she hates being alone. I'm the only one that can fill that void. I'm the only one that can bring her joy.
She's not
one
to be played with.
She ain't no toy. No love to your little boy. Step it up, even step to her. Be careful how you choose your words. She pays no attention to nerds. Corny lines, that ain't gonna work. Cause she's smarter than that. And she real choosy. You think you can run game on her? She real goofy. I swear sometimes she like to fight so we can make up. So I can put it on her, do it again, we wake up. We got a love and hate thing, and it's kinda funny. Because she loves to hate me, and she hates to love me. She quick to flip out, don't care who witness. When she pick a fight, that means she wants to get the business. So I told her, woman that could have my kids.
Yeah.
We had a few squabbles, but it's back to the biz.
Yeah.
It was dead wrong, but it is what it is.
Right.
I really want back what we used to have.
Yep.
This time I'ma work to make it all last. We gotta move forward, we can't change the path. I ain't tripping, weather is rich as a rag.
You
got me acting bad, feeling sorry for myself.
Damn.
Took my ball home, put it back on the shelf.
Damn.
Still traveling down this road to the wealth.
Cash.
I'd rather spend than spend by myself.
Cash.
Let's look ahead, can't get time back.
Nah.
I got yours, do you got my back? Back and forth like a maniac.
Gone.
Bonnie and Clyde, let's get these stacks.
She love me, then she hate me, then she love me again. She love me again. She said she love me, then she hate me, then she love me again.
I want 20 million and 50.
20 million and 50.
20 million and 20.
20 million and 20.
And 10 million and 10.
And 10 million and 10. You want any fives with that?
Until he held a piece gradually building queen, but still thought it was cheap.
He was the monster's logic, cause it's more money, more problems, never made it out of
depression. Releasing this aggression make this sound like it's a funeral procession. Cause I kill it, I kill it, man, I kill it, kill it, kill it. I kill it, man, I kill it, kill it. You talking about some beef? I kill it, fucking freak, I kill it. Matter of fact, any subject that I speak, I kill it, man, I kill it, kill it. I kill it, man, I kill it, kill it. I kill it, man, I kill it, kill it. I kill it, man, I kill it.
Till it's all dead.
89 red and black Chevy truck, Tucson with a 89 red bone, head strong, head blown off that presidential shit, but I ain't smoking. Once I hit her with the sour diesel, then I'm knowing that. Now she over there taking flicks, putting it on Instagram like this man. Hashtag super dopeness, Instafan. So this the plan, I'm wildin' and I'm stressing. Releasing this aggression make it sound like it's a funeral procession. Cause I kill it, I kill it, man, I kill it. I kill it, man, I kill it. I kill it, man, I kill it. If you talking about some beef, I kill it, fucking freak, I kill it. Matter of fact, any subject that I speak, I kill it. I got your neighborhood bar. Birds like today is Thanksgiving, man. I do this every day. Motherfucker, just get used to it. You out here trying to get with old girl that I used to. You crazy. I ain't even tripping in the first place. Freshest on the fresh coast. Bitch, put me in first place. Fantown niggas rule the world. That's what Q say. Only time I hear I'm whack. Nigga, that's on April Fool's Day. These niggas ain't walk baby steps where my shoes been. Macklemore than Macklemore. Bitch, who the fuck you fooling? This aggression make it sound like it's a funeral procession. Cause I kill it, I kill it, man, I kill it, kill it, I kill it, man, I kill it, kill it, I kill it, man, I kill it. If you talking about some beef, I kill it, fucking freak, I kill it. Matter of fact, any subject that I speak, I kill it. MTV, I do that. VH1, I do that. Grammys like 3 years ago. Really though, bitch, move back. Everything is major, and I ain't signing no major. But since I'm signing myself,
turned into Track Talk Radio. This is Miss Tack Talk. We have Kelly in the house.
Hey.
And Q-Dot.
Mr.
Q-Dot, how are you today?
Sleepy, but I'm good.
Sleepy, you had quite a long drive to get here, right?
I did. Well, the drive ain't too bad. The drive's only a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're operating off of like 3 hours of sleep, you know,
yeah.
It's more about the rest. The eyes are tired. The mind's awake, but the eyes are like, nah, bro. Take a nap.
Well, you made it, and I'm glad you and you're home, and you got to come in here.
Yeah.
We are broadcasting from the Realionaire Studios today. This is our first show from the Realionaire Studios. Shout out to Heyday. Follow him anywhere on I Am Heyday. And, yeah, we've got Q-Dot in the building. We got things we want to talk about. You have a new album out.
I do.
Yes, tell us about it.
Oh, man. It's probably the worst CD you will ever hear in your life.
Nah,
it's actually kind of tight. I'm proud of it.
I heard you say before, it's all right.
It's all right. It's cool. Black Gold. I'm really
Black
proud.
Gold.
I'm proud of it. It's, you know.
How many songs we got?
It's, well, depending on where you get it, it's 6 or 7 tracks. On Bandcamp, it's 7 tracks because it has the So God Made Hip Hop poem on it. But,
yes, which is dope.
Thank
Go
you.
To your site, imq.com. You can check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really impressed at the movement that it generates too. I mean, granted, I have to give a very huge thanks to another MC who is 30 billion times more famous than I, that dropped a CD a week after mine that just so happens to have the same content matter as Black Gold. And that conversation just amongst my friends is like, you know, comparing Black Gold with Kendrick's album has led to
Pimp
a
lot. Butterfly.
Yeah, the Pimp
right.
a Butterfly.
Yeah, the content is very close.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very close.
And that's,
and
you
you're
know,
dope. I mean,
thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I'm no Kendrick. I'm no Kendrick. I feel like, I, you know, I'm the jack of all trades, master of none. I'm good enough at everything that when you put it all together, it's all right.
It is. So you have some history, and I think most people know, but if they don't, 2012, you were on the ballot for to be Grammy nominated, right?
Yeah, it was one
How
of
did that
years.
Happen? Man. One of them years, I know, it's a long time ago.
One
of them
was a long time ago.
I think it was 2012.
It might have been. It might have been.
Okay,
12. All right, okay.
So how exciting? That must have been super exciting, right?
That was beyond exciting. I'll never forget the moment I got the ballot. I almost jumped through my roof.
Right.
Literally, like, I did a Super Mario Brothers jump, you know, when they jump to hit the block to get the coins. I did one of them jumps and hit the roof in my apartment. And it
nice.
Was, yeah, because that's unexpected, you
that's,
know.
I mean, that's crazy.
It was, like, I always explain the story. I've been on the voting committee for the Grammys for, like, 10 years.
Right.
So I'm very familiar with the process because I've done voting for different categories and different, like, their Lifetime Achievement Awards. You know, I've done that a few times. And so there's a friend of mine that I grew up with. Her dad actually was, at the time, like, the president of the Northwest Chapter.
Nice.
And I hadn't renewed my membership, and so he's blowing my phone up. And he's like, hey, you need to get back involved. And by the way, I heard this album and submit it. You know, you never know what'll happen.
Right. All
right, whatever, I'll do it. You know, I'm not thinking I'm anything, right? Submit it. And I get the voting packet back, and they in there, there's like a disclaimer that the submission process was cut down by like 50 days. So what that essentially did was it eliminated a lot of the bigger name releases that. So just by virtue of, you know, not having a lot of competition for more established names and having a couple of new categories like Best Urban Alternative, which was new that year, I was able to get in.
And what category did you actually...
That was it. Urban Alternative. Right. It was like... So, generally, like how it'll work is, like, you'll get the pamphlet back, and there'll be, like, 300 names for a category. And then that will get chopped down to about 15.
Right.
Those 15 will be the final. We'll only hear, like, the 5 or 6 on TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for the big categories, there's generally, you know, anywhere between 8 and sometimes 15 nominees. Well, Best Urban Alternative, there's only, like, 15 to begin with. Because no one really even knew about the category. So, you know, even then, names get chopped.
Yeah.
And when it came down to the final ballot, there was my name next to, like, Robert Glasper, who I think won that year.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, the, you know, that, I don't think that category is televised. So it wasn't like, you know, even if I did win, I wasn't going to be on TV. It was just, but it's still, you
That's
know.
That's amazing, though. I mean, that means.
Right, in the little ticker.
In the
right.
ticker.
Yeah, people don't realize it. It's like 130 categories that's Grammy.
Right.
So, you know, that goes all day long.
Yeah.
You know.
That's amazing.
It's very amazing.
How did that help your career in any way? Did it boost your confidence? I mean, what?
All
the above. Yeah, it had to have.
Yeah.
I would have been like.
It came, like, there's been little crucial moments, and that was, like, the most crucial because I was really contemplating, like, just not doing music no more because it was such a struggle. You know, you're independent. Everybody, you know, it's hard.
Right.
You know, you're selling a product that no one needs that's not tangible, right? So it's like, it's hard to really, like, get music in front of people and make them like it. And I've always felt like I had talent. I always felt like I had something positive to say, but, you know, maybe it was just too hard. And then that validated my art at that point. And then things started to happen, you know, like that following year, I think I did like 45 shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they were all in the region, like Washington, Oregon, but here I am, you know, performing around the state and going down to Oregon and doing shows. So it definitely, you know, was a boost to my career.
Sure. You were also that following year invited to do the Music Matters.
Yeah, BET. Yes, and then all of that stuff kind of started to springboard. But the Music Matters story, and this is I don't tell nobody. And I'm like, I don't like to give up my secrets. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But I give y'all the secrets. So I used to put on a festival, Rich City Fest.
Yes.
Right? That was my baby. And so the last year that I did it, I brought Sally out, who's now, you know, MMG,
right.
blown up, done a thing. Sally and Greaves headline. Anyhow, long story short, we got a really good relationship with Sally's manager, who just so happened to go to law school with the president of BET Networks, who initiated the whole Music Matters process.
Right.
So he introduced us. It took that whole year to even get a reply back mm-hmm. from this guy. Like, we would email him. Me and Maurice would be emailing him, calling him. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then I sent Black Gold.
Okay.
Right? Black Gold. Oh, it was like,
yeah, I was like,
right.
you had that. Okay.
Had it out. And so sent it over to him, and the email came right back. Like, this is amazing. People don't know that she also runs the blog Ambrosia for Head.
Okay.
So he was like, I'm posting it on my blog, and can you get to New York in May? If we set it up. Hell yeah, get to New York in May. Yep, you're going to come be a part of the Music Matters family. Do the concert. It'll be you, a couple of the artists. You come meet with us, hang out. Yeah, that was how that all came about.
So did you make it out to New York? Did you go
oh, yeah.
out there? You went out there.
Absolutely.
And what happened when you went out there?
Just met up. You know, had a really crazy time in New York, just being in New York. But
I love New York. I'm from New York.
Are you really?
Well, my family's from New York. And I'm going back in July. I can't wait. I
Shut
went last
up.
Year. No, I know. I can't wait.
I
love Harlem, though. If it was up to me, I'd move to Harlem today.
I love New York. I'll be there next month for like, you know, third or fourth time a month. I love you. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you went and you met up with people.
Met up, BET, man, went to the offices, met with the Music Matters staff, met with the president of the network, his name is Reggie. And, you know, played some music, and we in BET bumping my music. Like, this is crazy.
That's
I'm
amazing.
At BET. And then later that night, we had the concert at SOB, you know, sold out. It's like 550 plus in there, wall
nice.
To wall. And it was crazy. It was amazing.
So that's amazing. So now when we're going to get into a block of music and we come back, we're going to talk about that a little further.
Okay.
And then we'll get into some other stuff. We're going to play a block of music. The first song I'm going to get into when we get back into this is some exclusive music from my people, Stricken Crucial. I had to beg for music. I appreciate it, though. So nobody knows this, but this song is off the album that has not been released yet. So this is unreleased music from Stricken Crucial. It's I Mean Really. Check it out. We'll be right back with Q-Dot and Miss Kelly.
Miss me the way we play, and you kiss me. You hoping you can stick with me. If you're playing switch lanes, kind of swiftly. I'm 21 questions, like 50. Wanna know what shows and what city? I mean, look, really, that's silly. Don't break yourself, wanna get with me. Cause I keep money in my mind like all the time. Like a star in the sky, baby girl, I shine. Like a skateboarder, I'm on my grind, and I ain't gon' stop till the world is mine. Young Stricker, that slick, lipper, that split, switches, what's up with it? Young, dumb, and buff with it. Way out on the block in the cut with it, and I've been a boss. Pulling up and making women pause. Naming them bright lights like a superstar. Pulling up with something super hard. Money, sex, cars, and clothes. That's the kind of life that I chose. You a lame, you wouldn't know. My niggas grind, so we getting dough. My niggas real, you a faker. My niggas traitors, you a hater. We keep money, you ain't got paper. Okay, I'll holler at you later. Let me stop, I'm trying to find the time to come holler. But money's on my mind, so you better come with some dollars.
I mean, relax, you niggas still like thinking that I'm broke, boy. I'm out here smoking feel life. I think it's funny, you niggas funny. Why you dead broke, boy? I'm out here getting money. I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind, I'm on my grind. Yes, I got money on my mind, it's on my mind, them dollar signs.
You gonna say it isn't my time? You must be out of your mind. You tried to say that I won't get mine. I'm still on my
grind. Yeah, hardcore hustling in the city of destiny. Weed and alcohol, can't let that shit get the best of me. Philly niggas tripping cause they know we got the recipe to get the dough. Make it fluffing up like Sara Lee. Yeah, I rep the taco. What's the reason that you asking me? My city full of sharks, hella hungry in these grungy streets. Niggas pushing pills and weed. Rock and blow, they serving fiends. Pippin is a casualty. Now welcome to reality. Rockstar, baby. Fantasy. Look at us, man, we fun. We belong on the movie screen. Toilet music, I'm sitting on everything. I live my life in bright lights like jewelry. I'm laughing at you clowns. Y'all ain't fooling me. I'm something like a preacher. Check out my eulogy. I ride around the town like it's new to me. I'm trying to stack more paper than magazine.
Relax, you niggas still like thinking that I'm broke, boy. I'm out here smoking feel like. I think it's funny. You niggas funny. Why you dead broke, boy? I'm out here getting money. I'm on my grind. I'm on my grind. I'm on my grind. Yes, I got money on my mind. It's on my mind. Them dollar signs.
How you gonna say it isn't my time? You must be out of your mind. You tried to say that I won't get mine. I'm still on
I
my
mean,
mind.
Relax. You niggas still like thinking that I'm broke, boy. I'm out here smoking feel like. I think it's funny. You niggas funny. Why you dead broke, boy? I'm out here getting money. I'm on my grind. I'm on my grind. I'm on my grind. Yes, I got money on my mind. It's on my mind. Them dollar signs.
Put it down, everything on me. So I keep it low key. We can ride anything. of a bad relationship with my moms and dad. But that was something that was never to be had. As a child, I saw the world in waves of color. I saw the good in people, but more I felt the bad overtaking one another. It's like Pac said, how can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? Flat took a swing and knocked all our unity out the park. Now we're stuck in these days that are dark, but the fire in the heart, in the dreams, in the mind is still alive. The hope has never died. I'm telling you, within these free thinkers it resides. We gotta shine a light, cause the truth can't always hide. It's time for us to shine, it's time for us to go. It's time we let these people know, it's time to wake the flock up. The man won't tell you so. They stay peacefully and shit, they never understand. They're in the hands of the devil, Sandman.
Beautiful dreamers lost in their minds.
Liberating class warfare, the same wage, the child laborers that are enslaved, the billions made off of human trafficking, and the CIA's cocaine drug trade. Freeway Ricky didn't own a boat or plane, never met Pablo or seen a Mexican coke or plane, but he did that time and took that blame. We live in the day and age where it's okay to be insane, but now use your brain. A time where smart people get put down and called names, while lame ducks sit and cut plain but get praise. Our collective consciousness needs to awaken and get raised. It's the only way out these dark times. Ignite the fire in your heart with the spark from your mind. Then the masses will start to fall in line. But only after we awaken and see the illuminated sign.
I think we got a problem. Real age 29, look like I'm 25, spit like I'm 19, life like a pipe dream. Pipe game I'm laying's every desperate housewife dream. A single friend be telling her I was screaming like a siren, blowing like Hurricane Irene, off the way that I lean. She see my visions crystal fucking clear, no Visine. Them trademarks niggas, oh yeah, that's my team. So why don't you bring Colleen and Mylene? Aspire to kick inspiration, the real relate to that. But white kids in the burbs buy the shit. Let's just face the facts. It's cute that bitch, notorious to lace the track. Now Cuddy, drop that KKK like you hate black. Now that's what I'm talking about. Money speaks volumes and bullshit be walking out. On that DJ Ump, keep that music that's gonna bang at your DJ Trump. Check the track record before you ever look at me crazy. Cause that's like looking at LeBron and saying he can't jump. Or looking at Blake Griffin like he can't dunk. Nigga, I'm acne on this track. Don't say that he can't bump now.
Making big moves with my camp. Self-made, no cosigns and no stamps. Beats bang hard enough to blow a couple amps. Hell yeah, homeboy, you are looking at a champ. You 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 looking at a champ. Beats bang hard enough to blow a couple amps. Hell yeah, homeboy, you are looking at a champ. You looking at a champ.
Successful state of mind, I spend most of my time in it. The industry's a lie, but here's the truth I find in it. It don't matter so much about how you grindin' it, cause everybody in this motherfucker got a time limit. It's kinda funny how these females be putting more back into the game, but these dudes ain't got no spine in it. Put the juice in the line minute. Now put the beat on 10 and watch these words intertwine with it. Speech is a fine wine and I find minds on a fine line. So be considered one of the finest of all time when I lose my mind with it. That's right, I'm hot as I'm supposed to be. Produce hits, bitch, you should call it groceries. Swag on leprosy, so sick, don't come close to me. But fuck it, I can't help it when I got these chicks approaching me. Leader of this fresh coast shit, that's the coach of me. Sipping on some gentleman Jack and a coconut.
Making big moves with my camp. Self-made, no cosigns and no stamps. Beats bang hard enough to blow a couple amps. Hell yeah, homeboy, you are looking at a champ. You 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 looking at a champ. Beats bang hard enough to blow a couple amps. Hell yeah, homeboy, you are looking at a champ. You looking at a champ.
Big moves with my camp. Self-made, no cosigns and no stamps. Beats bang hard enough to blow a couple amps. Hell yeah, homeboy, you are looking at a champ. You 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 looking at a champ. Beats bang hard enough to blow a couple amps. Hell yeah, homeboy, you are looking at a champ. It's cute.
Welcome back to Track Talk Radio. I'm Miss Talk Talk. We have Kelly in the building and Q-Dot.
Yeah.
So that was the champ off of the darkness. And I was telling Q-Dot off air that the first time I had an opportunity to have you in an interview was after an after party at NWCZ Radio with On One. And you gave us the darkness album that came in a body bag, right?
Yeah.
And it has numbers on it for like the first copy, second copy, third. I have the fourth copy.
That's what's up.
So I have number four, and I was telling my friends and family about that last night, and they were like, "That's hella cool. You should keep that." I was like, "Duh, of course I'm gonna keep it."
I'm just gonna throw this one out.
You know, of course I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's number four. So I'm like,
he's got a new album out. We don't need this one.
No, not like that. But like, you know, it's like, obviously I'm not gonna get rid of it, but that's amazing, like, to have the fourth copy of something like that, like, because I'm sure you're going, you know, to the sky, you're going to be, you know, so.
I don't know how many of those, I did a lot of those, but you got the fourth copy.
I got the fourth copy,
that's
and I was looking at it, and I'm like, I'm
that's
in there, I'm
tight.
In this bitch.
That's
yeah. I'm cool.
Because I think, like.
Fucking awesome.
I am awesome, oops. Anyways, go ahead. So, yeah, to have the fourth copy was, I was like, yeah, I'm winning right now.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's still in the body bag and everything. No, not even, like, I put it in between, like, a book because I didn't want to get
That's right.
I didn't want it to get messed up, right?
Yeah.
So. I know. Q-Dot Collector.
That was the hope with that.
Yeah, so before we left, we were talking about the Music Matters. And
yeah.
Do you have plans on going back there? Performing? Are you going to be on? Are you going to do that? Is that what the
plan is? I don't
know.
I mean, like, I've talked to Reggie a couple of times. It's just more about timing now. Like, you know, I would think maybe something soon would happen.
Right.
Just with the momentum behind Black Gold that's happening. But it's really, it's up to them. I'm always down whenever, you know, but
right.
They got to push the button on it. But they, you know, we just talk every couple months or so, and it's like, yeah, you know, watching you, we're seeing everything you're doing, man. Just keep working. When we get the right opportunity that fits what you do, you know, we have to. It's what we do. We're going to bring you in and we'll do something. You know, you got a real unique skill set. We want to make sure we highlight it. That's the whole point of Music Matters. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just waiting.
Good. Well, speaking of the last song we played, Champion, we played, Why did I get tongue-tied just then? That happens to me quite often.
Funeral Procession.
Yes, before that. So The Darkness is actually something that kind of, before that, you were in a bit of a rut.
Oh, God.
Is that what happened? Like, you were having struggles. Oh, if you guys hear background noise, it's because there's about to be a train going by. Sorry.
Back
down, you know, there's trains everywhere. So, anyhow, so that happened, and that was the declaration of dopeness, right? You were struggling, and then you came across a friend who...
Cuddy.
Yes.
Cuddy.
Let's talk about that.
Declaration of Dopeness, it was, you know, the album I put out after Underground Railroad, which is one that got, you know, some love with the Grammys or whatever. So my expectations in my own mind were set, and when I put out Declaration of Dopeness, I still didn't really know how to really put out an album, right? I'm just thinking because, you know, now I got this little weight behind me that it's just going to blow, and that's not the case. I found that out firsthand. So I thought Declaration of Dopeness was, you know, at that time, like, my most well-rounded attempt of an album, and it didn't really go anywhere. And at that time, yeah, personally, there was a lot of BS happening. Like, that was literally the toughest point of my life. Like, I mean, relationships was jacked up, bills was way overdue, you know, about to get evicted from my apartment, all kinds of craziness. The spot I was working, you know, they were going out of business. It was just bad all around, right? And then, you know, because Cuddy Fresh is Cuddy Fresh. I mean, he's a dope producer, and normally on all my albums, I do all the beats.
Yeah.
But then Cuddy literally was just out of the blue. One. We don't talk all the time, you know. We've done stuff from way back, but he hit me up and was just like, "Hey, we need to do a project."
Nice. And that kind of changed things for you. You were getting shows, and you were did you tour for that?
For The Darkness?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, The Darkness came out. And at that time is when I quit my job. I quit my job for this tour, and that was in November of 2013.
Right.
And yeah, I toured to support that album. It was my first time really getting out of state, going to the East Coast for shows and the Midwest, down south and stuff. So, you know, that album did help spark a lot of just getting back on track in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just being able to get that darkness out of me.
And it's a great album, and they can find that where?
Everywhere that fine music is sold on the internet. iTunes and Amazon and Bandcamp, whatever.
Nice.
I've got some physicals still laying around, too. But, you know, you'd have to...
They're probably up in the thousands now, though.
They might be. They might be. I lost count. I don't really know, but they might be.
Can I get copy 1001?
1001. I can do that.
No way. You can have my work. I want number one.
Okay.
100. Okay. I thought you said 01. Okay. Listen. So it's great because you have Black Gold out now.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing great. It's on MTV, VH1, BMT.
That's stupid.
Crazy, right?
I guess. I mean, if you find my SoundCloud, I do have a character called the Black Redneck that does skits. I'll be dropping my little country.
What's your SoundCloud? What's the...
I am Q dot everything. Yeah,
okay.
I'm Q dot everything. So if you find the Black Redneck on there, you'll hear a dude that sounds very redneckish, but it's me. And, you know, talk about life.
So do you have any dates coming up here, or where's your next... What's next?
Well, I mean, in the state of Washington, May 1st, I go to Boise. Boise, Idaho. Then I go back to the east side of the mountains, the Tri-Cities, and then I go to New York. do some Manhattan, do some Brooklyn action.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, then I go to Montana.
Good old Montana.
Good old Montana. Hey, they party hard in Montana. Then Philly. Go back to the East Coast, do Philly.
Nice.
And but, I mean, as far as Seattle or Tacoma, like, nothing is scheduled. Like,
I got lucky, right? I got lucky with that question on the fly. Like, come on now. It's an honor to have you here.
Oh, no. It's an honor to be here. Any opportunity to get on a microphone and talk is a blessing, you know, especially being independent.
Right.
You don't have people beating down your door all the time. So every opportunity is like, I say a silent prayer and thank you for every opportunity like this. It means a lot for guys like me.
And us as well. So it's great to have you in here. It's great that you were able to come by. I know that it was been a long day and you had a long trip here.
Yeah.
We're going to play two new songs by you that are really amazing.
Thank you.
I know Black Gold we've played the last like two shows, I think, because I had it a while ago.
Thank you.
You sent it to me and I was greatly appreciative of that. So we're going to get into Black Gold, and then we're going to get into Let's Create the Throne. Do you, I know, that song is so dope. Do you want to give any shout-outs before we get into this?
Just everybody out there that's, you know, kind of in the same boat, man. Shout-out to you if you're an independent musician or independent whatever, hustling to make it happen, because, you know, I'm trying to do this for all of us to let it be known that we can do it. So,
true.
You know, shout out to my mama and my babies and my lovely wife back home, and, you know, for supporting. Because without them, there's no way this album would be doing what it's doing.
Right.
You got to be crazy to be supporting a musician.
True.
You know that. You got to be halfway
true.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, shout out to www.gojuiceradio.com.
Yeah, my phone. Yeah.
Trademark.
Yeah. All of that.
Everybody that's helped. Everybody along the way.
Absolutely.
Gotta love it. So, we want to thank you for being here.
Thank you
for coming through. We're going to play these two new songs by you off of the Black Gold, and everybody can go to imq.com. It's imq.
Dot. Yeah.
D-O-T.
Spell the dot.
Dot, right?
And then put the dot in.
Right. So I just want everybody to know that we have one of the best musicians in the town.
Oh, man, that's so great.
Yes, it's true. It's very true. So we're going to get into Black Gold right now, and then the next song is Desecrate the Throne, brand new off of Q-Dot's album Black Gold. Thank you so much for being in the studio with us today. We appreciate you so much.
You get some water.
I know, talk to you. All right, we'll be right back.
This is water. Daddy told me stories of his daddy integrating schools. Had the KKK in Kentucky marching up his block. Yup, white hood screaming, if you stick around, boy, you be a fool. My granddaddy, he replied with pride, well, you can sit and watch. Just before Dr. King ever had a dream he could speak up, before James Brown said it loud and proud, before interracial and gays had love they could speak up. Listen to what's coming after speakers, cause this blood that was shed for all of my folks, as the world keeps spinning like them gold dating quotes. Just remember through the stories being told, you come from an all black gold. You are black gold. You are black gold. You are black gold. Mama told me cause I was light-skinned, I probably wouldn't fit in. Being one of three black kids in every class, they probably think I was mixed or too afraid to ask. Damn,
ain't even have a concept of race until I went away to school and saw these white folks' faces. I had this girl tell me straight up, I was the first black person she ever got to see flesh face up. She said all she heard about me was they could dance face more than they. She said that she liked rap, composed I was cool. Besides being the first black she saw at the school, and through all of those preconceived notions, there was only one thing to her I was boasting. Just remember through the stories you were told, I come from an am black gold. I am black gold. I am black gold. I am black gold. I am black gold. Shout out to Jimi Hendrix, Ray Charles, and Quincy Jones, and all the black gold that called Seattle home. Shout out to the slaves who lived through the crazy times and still made love and made babies. I'm thinking maybe this will be one of those tracks that never gets dapped, cause it ain't talking about the trap, it ain't talking about the street or an ass that's fat. I know the industry is scared of hearing truth and they rap, but just remember through the stories you are told, I come from an am black gold. I tell them I come from an am black gold. I tell them I come from an am black gold. I tell them through all of the stories you are told, I come from an am black gold. Through all of them lies you are sold, I come from an am black gold. I am black gold.
Take over the crown, lay siege to the town. Take over the crown, desecrate the throne. why we shine. This is why we shine. Cause we might not be here tomorrow. So we gotta live like today's our last.
Welcome back. You are tuned into Track Talk Radio. That last song we played, well, actually the last two songs we played was Q-Dot's brand new songs off his brand new album, Black Gold. First song was Black Gold, the single. You can see that video on MTV, VH1, and CMT. And the second song we played was Desecrate the Throne. We want to thank you for coming in the building, Q-Dot. We want you to be able to give all your shout-outs, or, well, your links. Give everybody everything that they need in order to find you.
Everything is I am Q-Dot. Like Facebook,
everything.
Twitter,
everything.
Instagram, Snapchat. All that is just .com/IMQDOT. Don't get it confused with the little African dude.
Right.
I always got to say that. Like, there's a little African dude from Nigeria named Q-Dot Alagabi or something like that. And he's, like, all over YouTube. So, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure you find me, because most of my social media profiles are verified, so you know that you're dealing with me.
Got that blue check.
Got that blue check. I mean, they don't necessarily translate to real ones, but you know, the blue check is social media goals. So I got the checks. Thank you to the Grammys for allowing me to get checks.
Right.
You know, and yeah, just holler at me, man. That's what I do. I spend a lot of my time on social media interacting with people, so. You got questions or whatever, advice, you're an independent musician. I ain't got the keys to the castle, but I'm always willing to share information, you know, advice, whatever I can give. I went to school for music business and marketing.
You're still going, right?
Absolutely. I'm going
almost
to
done,
my
though.
Doctoral.
Are you, how much longer do you have with that?
Like, well, no, well, I have my master's in 2 months in marketing.
Okay, nice.
And then I'm going... Well, I'm hoping I get into USC for a doctorate in organizational leadership.
Nice.
So, you know.
Get at him.
IAMQ.com. Please do.
.com.
Yeah.
Check him out. You can stay up on all the latest news with what's going on with him. Get your updates. Get your music. Get your opportunity to get a hold of him there. And it was a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
And I would love to have you back anytime.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, Q-Dot, for coming on to Track Talk Radio today. We're going to get into another song right now. I do this quite often. We're going to get into another song, new song by King Leezy. Sorry, my bad. Called That Ain't Love, featuring Raz Simone and Pusha T. Let's go.
Yeah, let me put it in perspective. They tell me niggas talking, but my hearing is selective. Lane switch, main bitch appearing in my section. Your album never touched, what you're fearing is rejection. I guess when you're in competition with a boss, you're left in the dust, what you're smelling is exhaust. Self-paid, wasn't afraid to take a loss. It just gave birth to my ambition, I'm taking off. And I show you how to do this, son. Name ring bell so the students come. 2 feet planted in the newest one. And the wide means young for the clueless ones. It's like, niggas wanna claim my turf. I'm still your father though I missed your birth. My shit go harder. I take your CD, seeing who can throw farther. Let your bitch go first. It's the killer. And you ain't on shit. Putting bitches on the plane. Feed them long dick. I never heard your name. Never seen a song spit. Beat them niggas want fame. We don't get along with. It's the life, boy.
Yeah, when the self ain't pouring, but now when the check comes, that ain't love. Smiling all up in my face, talking about me to the next one. That ain't love. That ain't love. That ain't motherfucking love. That ain't love. That ain't love. That ain't motherfucking love. That ain't. Love,
spend a day with the money and the power. Me, I'm both them. Money and the power. Push your tongue key, that's money with the powder. Inspired by them niggas and Benzes out front, Howard. Yeah, tell me what you know about it. If the watch don't say it, then the chain shouts it. If seeing is believing, then you'll never doubt it. It's all here, Poppy, you ain't gotta count it. Follow my lead, pass the velvet rope. Standing on tables, rose in a choke. Yeah, hot summer night. friends. VIP section with the world in my hands. Let's go.
Ain't done shit for me. Ain't no famous rappers out here making shit for the streets. My niggas on the corner with the clips and G's, while these friendly ass rappers sucking dick for free. Who the fuck you bitches thinking that you gon' try? Like a record, I be playing niggas both sides. You say you caught a body, nigga, don't lie. I don't see a killer when I look in those eyes. Not a lot of people in my city I respect. Everybody's worried about being politically correct, or which rapper is about to get next, so they can take their surfboard out and ride that wave until it connects. And I ain't really with all of that fuck shit. I'm a man, nigga, cause I bust quick. I remember nights up in the trenches when the feathers in my biz, while I'm good in front of the camera cause they been taking my picture, and I'm ready for the war cause it's go time. What's a tweet to a gorilla with the 4-5? There's a couple weird things that I don't mind, but a fake rapper isn't one of those kind. You can sense the angst, they want me to hit the brakes. I agree that it's switching paces, needed to be in place. But a tortoise against a flame isn't gonna win the race. Put the turtle shell in my shotgun and the hair on my dinner plate. Wow.
Game, I ain't worried about gambling. See niggas at the mills, now they broke 'cause they couldn't manage it. I was never knew what that really felt like. From the bottom to the top, nigga. From dirt to gold.
Thinking about my life, if I had 100 mil, probably take them private flights down to Paris. Send my daughters off to college on the campus with a Benz. Tell my mama quit her job and never worry about the bills. Tired of living in apartments, I ain't never had a crib. I don't even want my kids to know what Section 8 is. Damn, I wonder how it feels just to have 100 mil. Damn, I wonder how it feels just to have 100 mil. Damn, I wonder how it feels.
Pussy, weed, and poetry, big things that I like in my life. Yeah, yeah. Poetic Gate, 253 Northwest Town Business. Pussy, weed, and poetry. Pussy, weed, and poetry. Pussy, weed, and poetry. Pussy, weed, and poetry. I'm smoking OG Kush to the maximum. Wicked in my style, phone. The young god is in the zone. Put the ribbons in the sky. We on this right, my nigga. Pussy, weed, and poetry. Pussy, weed, and poetry. Pussy, weed, and poetry. I keep it R.A.P. under A myself. You don't know what that means. I call it rhythm and poetry with lyricism. Yeah. Yeah. I wake up, wake up, wake up, giving thanks to my maker. I'm feeling blessed, that's every day in my life. I got the blaze of this kush. First thing in the morning to get my mind on autopilot, smoking on that killer kush. Fucking potent for the lungs, my nigga. I write rhymes that pass the margin. These are words for the flame and all. Do you know my flow is elegant? My covert ghost. Let me shed light real quick. Right enough, I might go dead. This doobie got me feeling nice and I don't mean courteous. Yep. Watching Martin at the crib, I'm thinking, damn. Payment stick with a curvy shape. She made the guard when a pound of them cakes. Gina had me mesmerized back in my school day. Now I'm thinking about Shireen. I'm a oldest son that grind. Putting that work by the 9 to 5. I'm overworking, underpaid. That mother and day, my weakness is to build with the guards and write my thoughts in the tempo. To prepare myself for studio. Smoking on this killer cause with a stoning chick. She about to get this dick. Hey. Pussy weed and poetry, pussy weed and poetry, pussy weed and poetry. I'm smoking OG Kush to the maximum. Wicked in my style, phone. The young god is in the zone. Put the ribbons in the sky. We on this right, my nigga. Pussy weed and poetry, pussy weed and poetry, pussy weed and poetry. I keep it R.A.P. under A myself. You don't know what that means. I call it rhythm and poetry with lyricism. Yeah, yeah. You can catch me in the city smoking on some killer kush. My eyes are red from the Method Man. My thoughts are spitting like a silver fan. Bowman tree that got me stole by Sherman. Last name, be my mind is gone. Out of this world by sci-fi, so don't be fucking with my heart. She spoke with a god, run with a star, but I grew be through. She passed the red by third and long. Give it with you some drink. She ready to blow that boss and jewel wakes up. My suicide doors, I put this can into the back and burn the joint like a pump return, you bitch. She rolling up, pouring up, drinks in the cup, holding a blunt like a rosary. She go by the name of Tiffany. We smoking a blunt with potency. Branch fire through a frequency. I know the place without stress. I can take it there. I call it elevation. When you can fly in the sky, spread your wings with the angels. We on that stone and shit. Chillin' out, chillin', my G. She be with a girl, we gettin' nice, feeling good, living life, chill shit.
It's like every time we talk, we have a disagreement. Then I get to yelling words that I don't be meaning. Every time it gets worse, you tired of grieving. So you soaked it all up and told me that you leaving. I can't believe it. You leaving for no reason. You know I'm far from perfect, and with you I feel completed. We've been through this before, but this time it feel different. Like I'm screaming at the walls while you listen from a distance. Licking in those eyes, I see you done with repetition. Can't believe I let you go because my pride and my ambition.
staring at the walls, making pictures, hieroglyphics, reminiscing. You're my flower, you need love and attention. You made a man change when I was so cold. Had a rain of bad women, but you were my pot of gold. We were opposites, the same common goals. When I was yelling, speak a box, you were love below. It's crazy how it happens. Still finding your hair on your side of the mattress. Remember when I did that? It started tripping. It's like everything I hate about you is all I'm missing.
I'm yours, nobody else is. I swear that's enough to keep a nigga like me going, baby. I'm yours, nobody else's. I'm yours, nobody else's.
Local star, but my number one fan missing. Trying to fix things, but she feel different. What's the point of making songs if you won't listen? Why invest feelings in someone who feel empty? Made promises that you second guessing on, put you in a situation. Yeah, I was wrong, but I'm trying to make things right. Wish change came overnight. Running from the storm, but I'm dancing in the rain. I need a Libra scale to balance out your pain. Oh, never was the type to play head games. Bad piece between the sheets playing head games. Trying to change your life and your last name.
I'm yours, nobody else is. I'm yours, nobody else is.
Nobody else.
As you love me, baby.
I swear that's enough to keep a nigga like me going, baby.
I'm yours, nobody else is. I'm yours, nobody else.
Mad Tech on the beat.
What's your name? Where's your man? Nice to meet you. Where you stand? You the fly. Hell yeah. Can I get you to the crib? So what's your name? Where's your man?
Now usually I don't do this. What's I see that? It standing by itself. I guess that I pursue this. Where your man? Because I'm choosing. I can't see him. Guess he losing. Damn. You ready? Let's go. Pack your bags because we moving.
Let's
up.
Go.
And everybody know she bad as fuck. She walk up in the club straight to the bar and she tatted up. Never really acting up. She hear my song and back it up. She come from California, L.A., but she be stacking up. She got them Amber Rose hips when she move her body. Make a good lip since she turked, so it's time to party. I got to get this girl named before it's time to go. I tapped her on the shoulder. Excuse me, miss.
Jesus, please just
me a reason. I need an explanation for the trauma this evening. Here she go again, talking about leaving. And I'm like, well, bitch, pack your shit and be gone by the weekend. I help you load the Acura, just remember whose name it's in. I know, I'm the one to blame again. On the road, chasing fame again. But you had assumptions from the jump, cause the pictures bitter women paint them in. How do I tell her that I love her without saying it? She said, love is not a game, John, so whose heart are you playing with? It must be yours, cause I defend mine. It takes time to win mine, and there's a thin line between love and lust. Are you looking for a soulmate, or do you just want a butt? Cause I'd rather be with a broke nigga on the bus than a man on my dreams that I know I couldn't trust.
That I know I couldn't trust?
Damn. Every time I give her my heart, she gives it back to me in pieces. That's why I'm yelling peace, bitch. That's why I'm yelling peace, bitch. Every time I give her my heart, she gives it back to me in pieces. That's why I'm yelling peace, bitch. That's why I'm yelling peace, bitch.
This love was so deep, Cupid must have shot me in the heart with a harpoon. I just wanna see a smile, but it seems she just wanna fight. God damn it, girl, why you love to argue? I'd rather search for peace in between the sheets. It's you and me to the beat of our hearts in a dark room. It's that deep. You remind me of my Jeep, but please don't make me park you and bring another car through.
There won't be a part two. This the first time and the last time. I'm sick of how your selfish ass turn a good time to a bad time. You just trying to get me back to the pad, huh? And use me to get back at your dad, huh? We fight and then we fuck. Break up just to make up. Now I'm smearing up your makeup, but I probably won't be here when you wake up. Every time I give her my heart, she gives it back to me in pieces.
Bye, 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 bye. Oh.
Every time I give her my heart, she gives it back to me in pieces.
Oh. Bye, 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 bye.
Looking
told them, man, me run back south. Run back recognize it wasn't worth it, now I'm stacking my ends. Living a better foundation for me and my kids. Even though the devil working, I'ma work smarter. My son might not be mine, but I'm still gonna put him through college. Just if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be here. He wasn't.
Yeah. Compare my skills to nothing. You find out when you find out. Leave it thinking like, will he fuck me like a porn star or like he striked out? I don't have time to work out, so I just call this exercise. For you, I get hardy. Top rope, top fly, have it raising my kids all night to the sunrise. I don't have ties. Baby, don't come out of that bathroom and let that outfit tight. Tie, baby, I tried to have ties, but it don't sound right. There isn't anything that she wouldn't do for a Klondike. Have it screaming my name. These other bitches don't need my name tag. The way she ride the cockpit, I fuck around and land in San Fran. Yo, I'm tired of birds staying on that toucan. But when you looking to bat a nigga, you really just asking for the avalanche. No ski resort, but you can get the knee pass. No slopes to raw limits, I get the shredded with the ski pass. She says I'm cloud fly, mile high, nine nines. Press play, rewind, replay, then unwind.
I know you're not really into mess around, that you intimate. But baby, I'm not trying to get the whole thing just a little bit. You say you can't take all of it, then I'll just give a little bit. Rock into the music and the band to make a dance on it. I told ya, you won't want the rest of it. Lying to yourself when deep down you know that you're feeling it. I don't know the reason why you can't just commit to it. Baby, you know that you got a cave and by the end of it.
Listen here, call me near. Well, your man not around, so out of town. I go to down like a tightrope. Swim in it like white folks. Stay on your head like micro. To the bed, I'll velcro you. That's lay it down with a strap or two. She said, I know how you rappers do. I said, you know which rap I use. No asking the magnum. Call PCA, cause any day that cat I will abuse. The alarm clock when I'm on top, I bet you'll hit that snooze button. Give your ass that good loving. Only for the moment, no handcuffing. No time for that, but that ass fat. Let me get a night now, bring it back like a red box. That's the plan. I'm not your man, but I get it wetter than he can. Stay afloat in that deep end. I'm all you need for a late night crave. I lift your leg while you calling me babe. Got you screaming like a fucking parade. Literally a fucking parade. Put a drum line on that panty line. Something you not ready for. That next level, that real ish. Dump your ass with that ill dish. Receive deep from the kid. I'll give your ass that ill assist.
I know you're not really into mess around that you went to me. But baby, I'm not trying to get the whole thing just a little bit. You say you can't take all of it, then I'll just give a little bit. Rock into the music and the band to make a dance on it. I told ya, you gon' want the rest of it. Lying to yourself when deep down you know that you're feeling it. I don't know the reason why you can't just commit to it. Baby, you know that you got a caving body and a the rest of
it. The song. So anybody out there that got that special someone they found in their life, yeah. Always on that journey. Let's get it. Dedicate this to that special someone. Goes like this. Hey yo, slow down, lady. Hold on, come in, let me love you, baby. Don't need to freak on the first night. I wanna hold you, mate. Show you how to be blessed, but take it slow and steady. I can see the hurt in your eyes. Relationship fast, let me kindle your fight and just let the time pass. We can sit by the fight, cuddled up, warm and tight. You've been through enough hurt. Let's get your mind right and pass the pain the last one caused. Let's work this night together, get our worries and pause. I know we promised you heaven, but you went through hell. Let's make it better for our sake, cause I can't promise forever, but I can guarantee right now. Never wanna leave your side.
the first time that we met. From your brain to your beauty, my eyes and ears have been blessed by a person I know I'll never forget. Now your eyes are wet from the happier feeling. I wanna show you that good love your heart I'll be stealing, but only if you'll be willing to be my boo to help me get you through. So let me be a real man and show you how a queen is treated and how the man. I can't promise forever, but I can guarantee right now.